This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Billy Graham tells the story of Henry. He was a man who wrote to Billy Graham, a man, an older guy who was loyal to the core, very dependable. And Henry had worked for the same company for more than 30 years and was close to retirement. And he was looking forward to that day. His pension was to be the major part of his expenses, of course, once he retired. And then, due to a change in company management, Henry was given his severance notice. He was no longer needed. He went home a man who was broken. He was just absolutely shocked. He was too shocked to know what to do. And so he wrote to Billy Graham asking for spiritual help and guidance. Now, maybe you know of someone who's had a similar experience. What Henry had and what many people have is a broken heart. They don't know what to do next. Do you know that many people suffer from a broken heart and this deep grief that crushes the spirit? And there are lots and lots of things, and I spoke about this yesterday. The Bible tells about the anguish of the broken-hearted, and in Psalm 34:18, it says, "The Lord is close to the broken-hearted, and he saves those whose spirits have been crushed." I want to say today that life is a process, and how you choose to handle the process will determine where you end up, because it's all about choice, isn't it? Allow God to enter your life today through the person of Jesus Christ, because Jesus has the power to heal and to restore, even from the worst experiences, because nothing is too hard for God. And another promise from the Bible, this is from the New Testament, where it says in Hebrews 13:5, "I will never leave you, and I will never abandon you." Jesus was a man who did exactly what he said he'd do. When he said that he had come to heal the brokenhearted, that's exactly what he did. In Luke 4:18, he was talking about himself. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those that are bruised." One day, Jesus and some of his disciples came to a city called Nain. Now, it was common. Lots of people followed him, and as he arrived at the gate of the city, a funeral procession was taking place, and the dead man was the only son of his mother. She was a widow, and the crowd that had come for the burial was overtaken by grief. They were so distressed. They cared deeply for this poor woman who'd suffered the loss of her husband, now her only son. He was a young man, and they all thought he had a long life ahead of him. And they found no way to help this woman. She was broken-hearted. She was alone. There was no hope for the way ahead. And remember that a widow in those days was absolutely dependent on her family for food and clothing and housing. And her son, the only remaining loved one, was dead. And she would have felt that she would have been better off being dead herself. She had the symptoms, if you like, of a broken heart. And when Jesus that day saw the broken-hearted lady, we're told that he had compassion on her. Now, compassion, that's an amazing thing. It's more than just having sympathy. It involves doing something. Jesus loved and cared enough about this woman, the circumstances, that he was willing and able to heal her broken heart. And we read in the Gospels that Jesus came to the open coffin. He touched it. He spoke to the widow's dead son. "Young man," he said, "I say to you, get up." And immediately life came into his dead body, causing him to sit up and speak. So you can imagine what happened to the heart of this poor woman, the widow, when Jesus presented her son alive. And immediately her heart was healed. Her sorrow was turned to joy. And as we say, her mourning turned into dancing. The words of Jesus that day brought life out of death. There are many kinds of broken hearts. I mean, your heart could be broken through what people say to you or through the death of somebody. But Christ, you know, is good at bringing healing. "Come to me," Jesus said, "all of you who are weary and who carry heavy burdens, I will give you rest." Do you know that Jesus has been healing broken hearts for thousands of years? Jesus never refuses anyone who comes to him. Dear Lord, sometimes we get discouraged. We know a broken heart. We know. But Lord, we know it's not a good place to stay. Thank you that Jesus brings his touch of healing. May that come for me today. Amen.